never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Sports talk going till 7 o'clock this Friday as we get ready for some Pelicans basketball. They're taking on the Mavericks in Dallas this evening. Pre-game coverage starts at 7. It's a 7:30 tip-off on WWL AM and FM. Going on right now on the Bet 92.9 FM and 1350 AM, you got the LSU Tigers baseball team taking on Omaha. It is a 4-0 lead for the Tigers right now, top of the sixth inning. And we were talking about a little off-air. Charlie and I were saying Cade Anderson cruising right now. 5 1/3 innings, allowed one hit. He struck out 8 in the 19 batters that he's faced so far. So keep it going, Cade Anderson, as we get this. We've been boasting about this Tigers pitching staff this season. It's been impressive, and I know the competition hasn't been top tier yet, but that'll step up soon enough. It's nice to get, I guess, these kind of preseason games in for LSU baseball right now.
Yeah, they're tune-up games, right? Like, as long as you win them, it doesn't matter what you really look like. Obviously, you want to win them and look good while you're doing it, but it's like, you can't lose to Omaha, right? If you want to be taken seriously once you get into SEC play. But talk about taken seriously. This is one that I'll talk to you about because you grew up watching the Yankees, right?
Oh, yeah. I know where you're going. You know, that was all the buzz today.
I'll never forget, because I grew up watching the Red Sox, and the Red Sox were always like the lovable losers. They grew the beards. They looked, a lot of them looked homeless half the time. I will never forget Johnny Damon, who looked like a caveman.
Absolutely.
And on the Red Sox in center field, the long hair and the beard, and then he went to the Yankees, and suddenly he's clean-shaven. Like, who is that guy? After 49 years, the Yankees have decided to allow their players to grow beards. And cool. It's still, I have to imagine it's still going to be like, okay, this little tiny, it has to be clean. They're not going to let him just go nuts.
Their GM, Brian Cashman, did make a statement. He doesn't want to see Duck Dynasty beards.
Yeah, as someone who always has a beard, I can appreciate, if I had to choose, if I was choosing between two jobs, and
pay's the same.
Pay was the same, maybe one's at a bigger market, and one was like, you have to shave every day. You have to put a blade on your face and be miserable. You'll look younger, but you'll definitely look more out of shape. And then the other one was like, you do whatever you want. I'd go to that one.
Yeah, I'm glad that this is something that's been rescinded now from the Yankees front office, because they've allowed mustaches, but for some reason the rest of facial hair is not allowed.
I am glad, because it means that we will have fewer creepy looking mustaches in the game of baseball because no one needs that. I don't need a mustache, but for whatever reason, like a lot of these players would grow mustaches because they just wanted to exercise some agency over the hair on their face, and that's the only way they could do it. But they always look weird. Mustaches are rough, guys. Like maybe like one out of every 10 men can pull off a mustache successfully, but there was more than that on the Yankees trying to pull off a mustache. So that's my take. Because I can't. I am one of those. Like, I have a beard. If I shave it down to a mustache, people
like, "Who's this guy?"
Kids are gonna keep the kids away because they. I'm gonna look weird, you know.
Well, finally, the Yankees, yes, have caught up with the society, and they're not, you know, saying you can't have facial hair anymore. We'll see how that turns out this season. I've seen some funny pictures coming out of what like an Aaron Judge might look like or a Giancarlo Stanton. There's even been Derek Jeter with a beard. So it's been people been having fun with it today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.